This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We want to talk this week on the topic of giving, and of course, what is more central to the heart of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He so loved that he gave. Don't you want to become more like Jesus Christ in your life? Well, you need to learn to be a giver then. And I hope that now, as we start this week and start looking at what God has to say to us on this theme, that your heart is open to God. And maybe in your heart right now, you can just say a little prayer. God, would you teach me to be more of a giver? I want to read with you this morning from Luke chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Jesus is in the middle of speaking, and he says, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and riches." Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things, and they were scoffing at him. His message sounded pretty ridiculous to someone who loves money, who's building their lives around money. But do you see Jesus' big point to you and me today? You cannot serve God and wealth. You know, these Pharisees who were listening to Jesus, they were very religious people. But their own financial prosperity came first for them. God was not the most important thing in their lives. And it's very important to understand here that Jesus is not saying to us that you cannot serve God and be wealthy. Certainly you can. But he is saying to us, you cannot have God and wealth as equal goals in your life. Something has to come first. On one occasion, the Bible tells us that Jesus told a young man to go and sell everything he had and to give it to the poor and come and be one of Jesus' disciples. What an awesome invitation. But I wonder, what would you do if the Lord told you to do the same, to sell everything you had and be one of his disciples? God wants to know that you have put him in first place in your life. And if you're living by the world's values, like the Pharisees were, then Jesus' values will seem as foolish to you as they did to the Pharisees. Why would you put wealth first in your life? Is it that you think that it's going to bring you really meaningful inner satisfaction? Don't let your pursuit of wealth rob you of all that God wants to be to you. Put God in the first place in your life, and you will find God blessing every single other area of your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.